How are they failing? What were the biopsy results for those cancers that didn't have a non-operative diagnosis? Again, these are the non-invasive cancers. And you can see how these have changed over time. And the biggest thing that you can see from this graph is the increased proportion of the C3B3s coming through over time. And in fact, 58% of them in the most recent year actually had a C3B3 diagnosis. And what we really would like to do is to have a look at the proportion of lobular neoplasias in there, because the lobular neoplasias are going to be a B3. When they go to surgery, they could be in situ lobular cancers, and they will appear on the database as having had no preoperative diagnosis or non-operative diagnosis. I don't think there would be large numbers. In order to find out the answer to that, we need to match the screening data against the cancer registration data to actually find out the histology of the cancers, and we will do that for next year.